Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Amen. If you've been following along, amen, our subtopic for this session is chasing hard after God. We have been talking about chasing hard after God for the past couple of months, and today we're talking about the benefits. Glory to God, the benefits of chasing hard after God. You know, every time any of us gets a job, you know, we want to know, well, okay, what's the salary and what does the job entail and what are the benefits? Do I get medical? Do I get vision? Is there benefits to working for your company? Is there benefits for working for your organization? Is there benefits for being in this position? Amen. The benefits is what we are talking about. We are chasing hard after God. And the Word of God tells us not to forget the benefits. Glory to God. So I'm not just speaking something in and of myself, but we are looking at the benefits. Glory to God. One of those being, and I know we quote it a lot of times when we're going through things, we'll quote the scripture in Isaiah that says, hold on just 1 second, I'm going to pull that up. I actually had it marked and then I lost my marker. And it does say, glory to God. We're looking at Isaiah 54:17. It says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Benefit of being, amen, a servant of the Lord. Glory to God. Benefit of being a belonging to God. Glory to God. Amen. The English dictionary defines benefit as an advantage or a gift given by an employer, as in wages and benefits. Amen. I want to call your attention to Psalm 103. And I'm going to be doing a lot of reading. I'm not going to be with you very long. I just wanted to encourage you, amen, to take a look at these things because we are talking about the benefits. And there are benefits in serving the Lord, amen. Not only, amen, will he bless us here and now and he will transition us peacefully into glory, but there are things, amen, that the Lord promised us even when we're here right now, amen. Let's pray real quick, and then I'm going to get to a couple of scriptures. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for being in your presence once again. We acknowledge that you are the all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God, the true and the living God, and there is no other. We give you glory, oh God, and we give you praise. We honor you for all that you're doing right now and that you are about to do. Lord God, we stretch out before you even right now so you can take a hold of the reins. Lord God, we give it to you knowing that you are in control of all things. And every time we try to fix it, it doesn't get done, or we make a mess. It becomes more chaotic than it was before. But Lord God, you bring peace. You are the peace giver. You are peace in and of itself. You are the Prince of peace. And we give glory to you, Lord God. We give you praise and we give you honor. I speak life into the atmosphere. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak peace into the atmosphere. Right now, in the name of Jesus, blessing, salvation. Right now, Lord God, whatever the need is of the hearer, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, heal bodies right now, Lord. Let your healing virtue flow right now from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we just glorify you, Lord, for that you're doing right now and that you are about to do. We praise you, Lord God, that you are bringing us up, you're bringing us out, you're destroying chains, and you're bringing forth breakthroughs, miracles, things that we had not even expected, Lord, you're giving to your children on today. And we bless your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We are chasing hard after God. Amen. And we're looking at his benefits. Glory to God. There are benefits, amen, to serving God. You know, in the New Testament, in Matthew 7 and 13, scriptures, I want to do 7 through 11 is what I want to read for you. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. Unto him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good gifts or give good things to them that ask of him? Glory to God. Amen. The Lord is already letting us know to ask, amen, to seek and to knock, and he will, amen, answer. Amen. I'm just here to encourage you tonight, amen, that there are benefits to chasing hard after God. There are benefits to being in his presence and serving him well. There are benefits to walking holy, amen, before God and all men. There are benefits, amen, for receiving the salvation of the Lord that exists now, not just in the then and there. Yes, you'll go to heaven, but the Lord wants to bless you even here and now. And there is a way, amen. Even in Deuteronomy, it's the breakdown for the children of Israel. The Lord let them know these are the blessing and these are the curses. Those that follow after the way of the Lord, those who seek him, amen, and him only, those that don't put up other gods before the Lord and make other things their idol, they will be blessed. Glory to God. Amen. And those other on the other end, amen, will receive the curse. Why? Not because he doesn't love you, but because he does love you, and he wants you to have every good thing. He said he would withhold no good thing from you. So those things that the Lord doesn't want you to have, they are not good for you. They will not be good to you. They might seem good for a moment and for a season, but they will bring death. Scripture lets us know that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So we have to go in the way of the Lord because he is showing us the way of righteousness, the way of truth, the way of holiness, the way of life. That other way is the way of death. Glory to God. Amen. Let's look at the scripture I came on here to bring you. Amen. We're talking about the benefits as we're chasing hard after God. And we're looking at Psalm 103, glory to God. And the word benefit in this psalm is gimel, and it means reward, service rendered, to be given something. It's reward. Amen. It means a service is being rendered and to be given something. Glory to God. And that is from the Hebrew. Let's read Psalm 103. Amen. Write down the scripture so you can go back, amen, and talk to the Lord about these things, because all of us have petitions before the Lord, amen, and we are looking for him to do exactly what he said, and he is not a man that he should lie, amen. There's not he's not capable of telling a lie, so we can believe God, amen. We can trust him with every fiber of our being. We can trust the Lord, amen, because he has not failed and he cannot fail. God is faithful. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Listen to the benefits now. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Benefit. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. They got to see his benefit. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Benefits. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Benefits. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Benefits. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Benefits. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Benefits. For he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. Benefits. He is compassionate toward us. Glory to God. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field. So he flourishes. So the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. And his righteousness is unto the children's children, to such as keep his command, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Amen. I have read, and you have heard from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 18. May the Lord add a blessing. You know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and read the remainder, just because we're talking about these benefits. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, and excel in strength that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of all his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Forget not his benefits. Glory to God. He has forgiven us all of our iniquities and our transgressions. He heals all of our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He has blessed us. The blessing of the Lord is upon us. Amen. Chasing hard after God has benefits. Glory to God. Chasing hard after God has benefits. Bless the Lord and don't forget his benefits. Amen. I am so honored to be in your presence tonight. I hope you had a wonderful day in the presence of the Lord. Amen. On this, the Lord's day, amen. I know he has blessed you. Amen. Healing's going forth. Deliverance is going forth. Salvation, amen, going forth. The Lord is forming miracles in the atmosphere even right now, and breakthroughs are going forth. And we praise God for each and every one of them. Amen. I'd like to hear from you. Amen. If this ministry has been a benefit to you as you have listened on the radio, amen, if you have been blessed during the prayer and during the preach word and the teachings, amen, my email address is elderljt@gmail.com. elderljt@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. God bless you. Amen. For every moment that you spent with me. Amen. And as you go to sleep tonight, amen, may your dreams be sweet in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. I pray that the Lord give you dreams and speak to you. Amen. I pray right now the spirit of that you be endued with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, amen, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened to the knowledge of him, amen, and every blessing that he has set before you, that it be loosed, amen, in the name of Jesus, and without delay, amen, those things will come forward in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in the name of Jesus, amen.